You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Have you ever felt the weight of countless decisions pressing upon your soul? Do you find yourself paralyzed by the fear of making the wrong choice? My friends, today we will uncover the core of divine guidance and spiritual clarity. I will share transformative insights on how we can truly allow the Lord to lead us in every area of our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. In the depths of our being, there exists a longing for direction that transcends human understanding. It's a call that echoes through the chambers of our hearts, urging us to seek a higher purpose. This call, my dear friends, is the voice of our Heavenly Father, inviting us into a journey of trust and obedience. Before we go further, let us anchor ourselves in the timeless wisdom of God's Word. In Psalm 25, verses 4 to 5, we find this heartfelt plea. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. These verses express the humble acknowledgement of our need for divine guidance and our willingness to wait upon the Lord. My friends, have you ever considered that God's guidance is not a thunderous command, but a gentle whisper in the depths of your soul? In our noisy world, we often miss the subtle notes of divine direction playing in the background of our lives. Let us explore how to attune our spiritual ears to the symphony of God's whispers. Understand that the Lord's guidance is not always a dramatic revelation or a burning bush experience. More often, it's a quiet nudge, a persistent thought, or an unexplainable peace about a decision. In 1 Kings 19, verses 11 to 13, we see how God spoke to Elijah. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." God wasn't in the dramatic displays of nature, but in the gentle whisper. This teaches us that divine guidance often comes in gentle whispers, requiring us to cultivate spiritual sensitivity. To hear God's whispers, we must first quiet the noise within ourselves. This involves silencing our anxieties, our preconceived notions, and our hurried thoughts. It's in the stillness that we begin to discern the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit. Practicing mindful meditation on God's Word can help us recognize His voice amidst the distractions of life. As we immerse ourselves in Scripture, we become familiar with God's character and His ways. This familiarity allows us to more easily identify His guidance when it comes. Sometimes, God's whispers come through unlikely sources. A conversation with a stranger, a line from a book, or even a seemingly random thought. The key is to approach life with an attitude of expectancy, believing that God is constantly communicating with us. We must learn to see every moment as an opportunity for divine encounter and guidance. God's whispers often challenge our comfort zones and push us towards growth. They may prompt us to forgive someone we've harbored resentment against, or to step out in faith in a new direction. These whispers, though gentle, have the power to radically transform our lives when heeded. It's crucial to understand that God's guidance is not a one-time event, but an ongoing conversation. He doesn't just give us a map and send us on our way. He walks with us, constantly refining our path. This continuous guidance requires us to maintain an open line of communication with God through prayer and reflection. As we learn to recognize and respond to God's whispers, we'll find that our lives begin to align more closely with His perfect will. Decisions become clear.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Clearer. And we experience a deep sense of peace, even in challenging circumstances. The psalmist understood this when he wrote in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. This verse paints a beautiful picture of intimate guidance, so close that a mere glance from God is enough to direct us. As we cultivate this level of closeness with God, we become more attuned to His subtle leadings. We begin to see how even seemingly insignificant moments can be divinely orchestrated for our good and His glory. God's whispers often come as invitations rather than commands. He invites us to trust Him, to step out in faith, to love others sacrificially. These invitations are opportunities for us to actively participate in His divine plan. When we respond positively to these whispers, we open ourselves up to experience that God's power working through us. We become conduits of His love and grace in the world around us. Remember, my friends, that God's whispers are not reserved for a select few. They are available to all who are willing to listen and respond. As we practice hearing and heeding these gentle promptings, we'll find ourselves walking in step with God's perfect rhythm for our lives. Let us now explore the profound paradox of purposeful waiting and how it relates to being led by the Lord. My dear friends, have you ever considered that sometimes the most powerful action we can take is to wait? In our fast-paced world, waiting is often seen as passive or unproductive. But in God's economy, waiting can be the most dynamic and transformative attitude that we can adopt. When we speak of waiting on God, we're not talking about idle inactivity or passive resignation. Instead, we're referring to a deliberate, expectant stillness before the Lord. This kind of waiting is active, alert, and full of anticipation. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, we find a powerful promise. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Notice the dynamic language used here: renewing, mounting up, running, walking. These are not descriptions of stagnation, but of strength and movement born out of waiting. Purposeful waiting is about positioning ourselves to receive God's guidance and strength. It's about creating space in our lives for God to speak and move. In our hurry to make things happen, we often rush ahead of God's timing. We try to force doors open instead of waiting for God to open them in His perfect timing. Purposeful waiting requires us to surrender our timelines and trust in God's superior wisdom. It's in these seasons of waiting that God often does His deepest work in our hearts. He uses these times to refine our character, purify our motives, and align our desires with His will. Waiting on the Lord is not about being passive, but about active preparation. It's like a runner at the starting line, poised and ready, waiting for the signal to go. During this time, we should be studying God's Word, deepening our prayer life, and seeking personal growth. These activities prepare us for the moment when God says, "Go." Sometimes, God's guidance comes in the form of a wait rather than in the form of a go. This can be frustrating, especially when we feel ready to move forward. But we must trust that God's timing is perfect and that His delays are not denials. Purposeful waiting also involves developing spiritual discernment. It's about learning to distinguish between our own impatience and God's genuine plan. This discernment comes through practice and intimacy with God. The psalmist understood the value of waiting when he wrote in Psalm 27, verse 14, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart." Wait, I say, on the Lord. This verse encourages us that waiting is not just about delaying action, but about gaining strength. It's in the waiting that our hearts are fortified for the journey ahead. Purposeful waiting also teaches us to find contentment in the present moment. Instead of always striving for the next thing, we learn to appreciate where God has us right now. This contentment doesn't mean complacency, but rather a deep trust in God's current provision and future plans. As we wait on the Lord, we often discover that He's been working behind the scenes all along. What seemed like delays were actually God's way of aligning circumstances for our good. This realization deepens our trust and helps us wait with greater patience in the future. Waiting on God's guidance often requires us to resist societal pressures and expectations. The world may be pushing us to make a decision or take action, but God may be saying, "Wait." Having the courage to wait when everyone else is rushing forward is a powerful testimony of faith. In our waiting, we must be careful not to fall into the trap of passivity or laziness. Purposeful waiting is active. It involves seeking God, preparing ourselves, and remaining alert to His voice. It's about being ready to move when God says, "Go," even if we've been waiting for a long time. Sometimes, God uses seasons of waiting to redirect our paths entirely. What we thought was a delay in reaching our desired destination may actually be God leading us to a better path. This is why trust is so crucial in the waiting process. We must believe that God's plans are superior to our own. Remember, my friends, that even Jesus waited. He spent 30 years in relative anonymity before beginning his public ministry. If the Son of God embraced seasons of waiting, how much more should we? As we learn to wait purposefully, we position ourselves to receive God's best for our lives. We become more attuned to His voice and more aligned with His will. In this seemingly contradictory way, waiting becomes one of the most powerful and transformative actions we can take. And let us now explore how our difficulties and victories work together in God's grand plan, forming a refining fire that shapes our character. My friends, have you ever wondered why following God's lead often involves facing challenges? Let's consider the profound truth that God's guidance isn't always about smooth paths, but about meaningful growth. In James 1 verses 2 to 4, we find a perspective shifting truth. "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." These verses reveal that trials aren't obstacles in God's plan, but essential elements in the character He's refining. Each challenge we face is an opportunity for growth, a chance to develop resilience and strength. When God leads us into difficult situations, He's not punishing us or abandoning us. Rather, He's purifying us into vessels fit for His purpose, capable of carrying His glory. Think of a skilled goldsmith refining precious metal with intense heat. The gold endures extreme conditions, but the result is pure, valuable treasure. Similarly, God's guidance through trials shapes us into something precious and purposeful. But it's not just about enduring hardships. God's process includes moments of victory, breakthroughs, and blessings. These triumphs aren't merely rewards, but integral parts of our growth and testimony. In Romans 8 verse 37, Paul declares, "Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." Notice the phrase, "in all these things." This reminds us that our victories don't come despite our trials, but through them. God's guidance leads us to triumph by way of challenge, not around it. This understanding transforms how we view God's leading in our lives. We begin to see that the detours, the obstacles, the unexpected turns are all part of the journey. They're not interruptions to God's plan, but essential components of it. When we face a trial, instead of asking, "Why is this happening?" we can ask, "What are you teaching me, Lord?" This shift in perspective aligns us more closely with God's guiding hand. It allows us to cooperate with His work in our lives, rather than resist it. Though the character that God refines in us isn't just for our benefit. Our journey of trials and triumphs becomes a powerful testimony to others. In 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4, Paul writes, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Our experiences under God's guidance equip us to minister to others. The trials we overcome become beacons of hope for those still in the midst of struggle. Our triumphs inspire faith in those waiting for their breakthrough. This refining process also teaches us to hold loosely to our own plans and expectations. We learn that God's guidance often leads us down unexpected paths. What we perceive as a setback might be God's direct route to our destiny. As we yield to His leading, even when it doesn't make sense to us, we discover a deeper trust in His wisdom. We find that His plans are indeed higher than ours, His ways more excellent than we could have imagined. The refiner's fire also reveals our true priorities and motives. Under pressure, what's truly in our hearts comes to the surface. This self-discovery, though sometimes uncomfortable, is crucial for our growth. It allows God to address areas in our lives that need transformation. Remember, my friends, that even Jesus was not exempt from this refining process. Hebrews 5 verse 8 tells us, "While he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered." If the Son of God underwent this process, how much more should we embrace it? My friends, as we follow God's lead, let's embrace both the trials and the triumphs. Let's trust that every experience, challenging or joyful, is essential to the character He's forming in us. For in this refining fire, we find not just direction, but transformation. We discover not just a path to follow, but a purpose to fulfill. Let us walk confidently into the fire, knowing that God is with us, guiding us and shaping us into His image. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Lord of all creation, I stand in awe of Your majesty and power. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding. Your love knows no bounds. I marvel at the intricate ways You guide Your children, weaving purpose into every moment of our lives. Your faithfulness endures through all generations. Your mercy is new every morning. Thank You, Lord, for Your unwavering presence in my life. I am grateful for Your gentle whispers that guide me daily. Thank You for the trials that refine me and the triumphs that strengthen my faith. I am grateful for Your daily benefits and blessings. Forgive me, Father, for my sins and for the times that I have resisted Your leading, choosing my own path instead of Yours. As You have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness from my heart. Lord, heighten my spiritual senses to better discern Your voice amidst the noise of this world. Help me to recognize Your guidance in both the ordinary and the miraculous moments of life. Give me the courage to follow Your lead, even when the path seems uncertain or challenging. I declare that I am receptive to Your divine whispers. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any spirit of confusion or doubt that would hinder me from hearing Your voice clearly. I bind any fear that would hold me back from stepping out in faith when You call. Heavenly Father, I humbly ask for Your guidance in every decision I make today. Lead me in the path of righteousness and align my steps with your perfect will. Let your wisdom light my way, and your spirit direct my heart in all that I do. Father, I pray for patience and perseverance as I wait on your perfect timing. Teach me to find contentment in the present moment, trusting that you are working all things for my good. Help me to see the value in every season, whether it be a time of waiting or a time of action. Lord, I surrender my plans and expectations to you, choosing to trust in your higher ways. Refine me through the fires of trials, purifying my character and strengthening my faith. Use the challenges that I face to mold me into a vessel fit for your purpose. I pray for wisdom, to recognize the lessons that you're teaching me through difficult times. Lord, grant me the strength to persevere, knowing that you are shaping me through every experience. Help me to see my trials not as punishments, but as opportunities for growth and transformation. Lord, I ask for your healing touch in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Renew my strength, restore my health, and bring peace to my mind. Let your healing power flow through me, making me whole and complete in your love. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, whether they come as discouragement, doubt, or distraction. Shield me from any attempts of the adversary to derail me from the path that you've set before me. Lead me away from temptation and deliver me from all evil and from all powers of darkness. I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Let them experience your guidance, healing, and protection. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We are grateful that we are led by your Spirit. Lord, thank you for your guidance in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we claim victory over every obstacle that stands in the way of fulfilling your purpose for us. We thank you for the refining fire of trials, knowing that through them, you are perfecting our faith. Let your Holy Spirit fill us afresh, empowering us to walk confidently in the direction you're leading. We ask for your divine protection as we step out in faith, following your whispers. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.